Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and said, "You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord."
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of Borg Warner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, gas and electric rangers, water heaters, and home freezers. Originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. Skelton, Dave Rose, and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Elizabeth Root, and Gene Tudor will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now, the star of our program, Red Skelton. Oh.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Red. What do you know?
I don't know nothing. What do you know?
I don't know nothing.
Well, what do you know? but tonight all of our jokes are new.
All new, huh? Yes. Really, all new jokes, huh, Red?
Yeah, tonight the corn is green. Well, what's new, Rod?
Well, I expect to hit the moon any day now.
What with prices?
Well, not to change the subject, Red, but I'd like to say your trip to Las Vegas last week did you good.
Oh, yes.
You look fresh as a flower.
Oh, yes.
A potted one.
Oh, well, I don't mind when you get a laugh.
You don't, huh?
Yeah. We're going to miss you around here, though. Well, I'll never take another trip across that desert, though. It took me 5 days to get there.
5 days? Well, yeah. It's only 200 miles.
I know, but I can only travel at night. My thumb sunburns so easily.
See, did you see Hoover Dam?
What's that?
Well, while you were in Las Vegas, did you see Hoover Dam?
Oh, I thought you forgot yourself. I took my uncle up there to get his mind off of drinking.
Really?
He took one look at Hoover Dam and he says, "No wonder you can't get a chaser. They're holding it back." Hey, while I was there, I saw a papa beaver and was talking to all the little beavers, you know.
Yeah. See?
And he looked at the dam for a minute and he says, "Kids, this is what I've been telling you about."
Gene Cutter sings for you, Whistle a Happy Tune.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. Just make believe that you're not afraid, for you can be just as brave as you think you are.
More women seem to want an automatic washer these days than any other home appliance. So unless you already have one, you're probably thinking about which kind is best. Now, I don't intend to knock other automatics. There are some good ones. But it's not just luck that's making the new Norge Timeline automatic sell so fast that Norge can hardly fill its orders. Norge has what women want in an automatic, at a lower price than any comparable washer on the market. This new Norge automatic is simplicity itself. There's not even a dial to set. You just press the timeline button and everything's automatic, from fill to finish. Norge wave agitation gets clothes cleaner by actual tests than other washers, even wringer types. Norge gives clothes 5 warm rinses, the overflow type that floats away dirt. Yet Norge uses less water than average. Norge spin dries clothes without bunching or tangling. Ask your Norge dealer for a free demonstration of the new Timeline automatic. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
The Skelton Scrapbook of Satire presents a story entitled To Park or Not to Park. Chapter 1, The Parking Lot Attendant, and it stars Willie Lump Lump.
Hey, Willie. Willie, where have you been? You're late.
Look, bub, I don't have to take that kind of talk from you. Just keep that in mind. I don't have to take that kind of talk from you. Especially with the unemployment compensation line only 2 blocks from here.
Willie, don't be hasty.
You can't afford to talk to help, boy. Have you ever heard of the manpower shortage?
Heard of it?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it.
Look, don't get sarcastic with me, boy. Huh? Sarcastic with me. Or I'll go to a defiance plant.
A what?
Don't get sarcastic with me, or I'll go to work in a defense plant.
Well,
these years, I didn't bring my eyes with me.
Yeah. You've been threatening to do that for 3 weeks. Why don't you?
Well, I would, but the only job that they'll give me is a propeller timer on a 4-engine bomber.
Mm-hmm. Propeller timer?
Yeah.
What's that?
A propeller timer.
Yes, what is that? What do you have to do?
Well, I hold on to the propeller, and they turn on the motor, and whoosh, and I count the amount of times it goes around. And believe me, it's a pretty stupid job.
Gee, doesn't it make you dizzy?
It helps.
Well, you can take over here now that you're here.
Okay.
Oh, Willie.
Very bad cold today. I gotta get a room tonight.
Mind you, Willie, I'm not complaining, but could you be a little more careful parking cars in the lot?
Why, am I careless?
Yes, you are.
I am, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why all those cars come here, they're here looking real happy, and then when they leave, they look like they just paid their taxes?
Yes, it is, Willie. You parked them too close together.
Oh, I do not. Those cars are just affectionate. They can't help it if they get a crush on each other.
And speaking of crushes, that reminds me, I wish you wouldn't flirt with the lady patrons who come in.
Oh, you don't, huh? You don't, huh? Well, sir, I can't help it if I'm the continental type. They just won't let me alone. They always want it for pets, you know. That reminds me, I gotta get a haircut. I'm tired of being mistaken for an English sheepdog. My wife bought me back from the dog catcher 8 times last week. Say, speaking of a haircut, you don't know where I could get an estimate, do you? I went in the barber shop the other day, and a guy was shaving me, and I says, "Whose ear is that on the floor?" He says, "What's that?" I said, "Whose ear is that on the floor?" He says, "Stick your finger in it. It feels good. It's yours."
Hey, Willie, now look, there's a car blocking the drive. Will you park it?
Oh, I don't have to take that kind of talk to you. You know why?
Why?
I'll give you a hint, boy. You just don't look right to me. You just don't look right to me. I've seen a lot of fuzzy characters in my day, but you just don't look right to me. There's something else I'm going to tell you, too.
What's that?
I'll find it in a minute. Oh, here it is. You just don't look right to me.
Willie, why don't you lay off that stuff?
My good man, it might interest you to know that I am a teetotaler. I am a teetotaler. I resign. I'm a teetotaler. I tote tea.
Mm-hmm. Listen, will you please park that car carefully now?
Well, I'll turn the page and find out. Yes, I will. I'll park that car. And you believe me, don't you?
Of course I believe you.
Trusting old soul.
Hey, where have you been?
Who left that back gate open? Uh-oh, here comes another car. Here comes another car. Looks like business is picking up. Well, welcome to the inner sanctum for cars.
I'll only be a few minutes. Now, you park it where I can get out in a hurry.
What'd you do, push it in here? Yeah, I'll park it. Everybody wants you to park it so they can get out in a hurry. If you're only going to be a second, why don't you just double park?
Well, I have some stuff in the back seat. Will it be all right?
Stuff in the back seat?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a case of...
Why are you looking at me so suspiciously?
I better lock the car.
Oh, there's no need of that. I'll be here.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah? What you got in your back seat?
It's a case of scotch.
Oh, well, no one would bother that. You won't have to lock the car at all. I'll keep my eye on it.
No,
and as a matter of fact, I'll sit right in the back seat with it.
No. You won't bother it?
Who, me? Must be new around here today.
Well, you know, I'd hate to lose it. The stuff's awfully hard to buy.
Everything is hard to get nowadays. Did you know that I'm holding my stocks up with piano wire? Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah, but every time I scratch my leg, it plays, come up to my house. Here, here's your parking ticket.
Fine. Well, I think I'll lock the car.
Okay, I'll park it.
Be careful. The brakes are tight, and the accelerator has a very fast pickup.
Oh, I know how to drive. You still want to lock it?
The Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, Chapter 2, Parking and Sparking.
Not all cars are parked on lots. Some of them are parked under the silvery moon, with people in them. One car is a Rolls Royce, and the other is a Jalalope. One's a hot rod parked right next to it. Inside the car are lovers. One couple is from the Beverly Hills, and the other is from the other side of the palms. And they speak different languages, but it means the same thing.
Gwendolyn.
Yes, Reggie.
Isn't the moon magnificent? Its radiant beams light your whole face till you look like a goddess.
Hey, Stinky.
What you want, stagnant?
Take a gander at the moon. You know, when it hits you in the kisser like that, you just look like that movie star.
Ann Miller?
No, Gabby Hayes. No, I'm kidding. You really look like Bill Bendix.
Darling, would you think me an impetuous young man if I kissed you?
Oh, I want your kiss more than anything, but I hardly think this is the place, Reggie.
Well, why pretend?
Hey, mushmouth! Fling me the body and give me a goober.
Look, Drooper man, you try and kiss me and I'll smack you over the noggin with me welding torch.
Oh, why pretend? Come on, give us a kiss, will you?
Huh?
I say give us a kiss.
Who's with you?
I got...
Well, stop staring at me. Say something.
Come on, give me time to unpucker my lips, will you?
Gwen, I have something I must tell you.
Oh, don't tell me. You found someone else.
No, but it'll be just as shocking. You recall the $100,000 that grandmother left me?
Oh, yes, it was to be our security for happiness.
Well, I'm afraid it won't. You see, I didn't invest it, as I said. I lost it all gambling.
Hey, smudge butt. I got something to spill to you.
What is it? Don't tell me you got caught peeking in windows again.
No, it's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. But you remember that $30 I hijacked from me grandmother?
Yeah. It was a nest egg.
Yeah, but I'm afraid it hatched too soon. You see, I didn't put it in the bank like I said, you see. I got into a crap game with some sailors. They were from Canada. We started off playing tiddlywinks, and I got one of them using loaded tinglys. Well, anyhow, one of these sailors whipped out these dice, and you know them flags they signal with?
Yeah.
That's my shirt. You'll find the other one out in Las Vegas. I ain't got nothing at all. Nothing.
This is goodbye, Reggie. I'm sorry we parked here tonight. I knew it was too beautiful to last.
Well, if you don't mind, I think I'll get out and walk.
As you like. Well, goodbye, Reggie, darling.
Well, let's get going. Take me home.
What you mean, get going, take you home? I wouldn't give you a lift if I was a crane. You ain't riding in this car, sister. You might wear out the upholstery.
Okay, I'll walk.
Out.
And I hope you get a flat tire.
I just got rid of one.
Here's Dave Rose to play his own original composition, Holiday for Strings.
Thank you.
And now for one of those helpful wash day hints from Jesse Cartwright, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
The other day, a young mother asked me how to clean her baby's favorite teddy bear. And believe it or not, I showed her how to wash it, stuffing and all, in her Norge automatic washer. Pack bath towels around it to baffle the action. Use warm water, a short wash, a short rinse, and a short spin. When the teddy bear dries, give him a brisk brushing and he'll be good as new.
Warm water, short wash, short rinse, and short spin. That's a cinch with the Norge Timeline Automatic. Because you have a choice of hot or warm water and every step in the cycle from fill to finish is right in sight. All you have to do to change the automatic cycle is touch the timeline button. And this new Norge Automatic gets clothes cleaner, gives them 5 warm rinses. Spin dries them without tangling, fluffy and practically ironing dry. Ask your Norge dealer for a free demonstration of this remarkable new Timeline automatic washer. Or you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
The Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, To Park or Not to Park. Chapter 3, Destruction Junior Grade. Starring Junior, the Mean Widder Kid.
Well, come on, Junior. Get in the car.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, boy. You know, Mommy, I think we need a new car. This thing just starts sparks and sparks. And yesterday, it spit up sweet pedestrians.
Oh, there's the light company. I better pay the light bill.
Yes, do that. It's been rather dark in our house for about a month now. Hey, there's a parking lot there.
No, darling, I think I'll park along the street. It's silly to spend 50 cents just for a couple of seconds.
Oh, yes. There's a man getting into his car. May he go and pull it out.
Where?
Blackout. You're too late with that light bill, Mommy. They've turned out the sun, too.
Junior, would you take your head out of the glove compartment?
Boy, am I lucky the window wasn't open.
That's what you get for standing up in the seat. Well, is the man pulling out of that parking space or not?
Pull up when I'll ask him. Pull up when I'll ask him. There. Hello.
Hello.
Yours a nice day for a ride, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
Well, why don't you go take one? Let us have that parking.
Junior.
Uh-oh. Here comes a man in a little blue suit. Here comes a man on the motorcycle.
You can't double park.
What do you mean we can't double park? You is.
Well, I'm a policeman.
Well, ignorance is no excuse.
Junior. Officer, I wasn't really double parking. I thought this man was pulling out.
Please don't pick on me, Mommy. She's so nervous right after she's had a couple of slugs in the house. She gets so nervous she can hardly hit Pop with a pot of coffee.
Well, you'll have to move along or put it on the lot across the street.
Well, you pay for it, brother, and we will. Give us 50 cents. You know, 50 cents is don't grow on trees no more. Who does you think you is? Truman? Give us the 50 cents. We'd be very happy to park. Do you realize that 50 cents would keep me in spitballs for the rest of my life?
Look, are you going to move along, lady, or am I going to have to write you out a ticket?
Oh, ticket.
Hey, look, officer, I'll pull out and give this lady my space. I can circle the block a couple of times until my party comes.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, blubber boy.
Thank you.
I don't like to say anything, lady, but that car of yours is pretty big for such a small space.
You mind your own business, will you? We take care of this, and you take care of your business.
All right.
What you doing out today, anyhow? Not raining. Now, I will direct you, Mommy.
Oh, well, it's all right, Junior. I can get in that space.
You can? Okay. Okay, now cut it real hard. Real hard. To the right. Now back up. Now careful. There's a lamppost here.
What did you say, Junior?
Poor thing's tired. It laid down. Boy, I'll never walk down this dark street, I'll tell you that. Now go forward. Go forward, Evan. You're carefree, ain't she? Oh, boy.
There.
There.
You didn't think I could make it, did you, officer?
Yes, Mark.
Well, I'm awful sorry, but you can't park like that, lady.
What do you mean she can't park like that? I think it looks nice with the back wheels up on the sidewalk And the front wheel down on the street, it sort of looked like it's bending over backwards.
Jimmy, I didn't notice. I'll park this thing or else.
Careful, Doc. Get on your gasoline pony and get going. This kid's getting mad. And you don't know her when she gets mad, boy.
Little boy, you better stand back out of the way. You might cause her to really wreck the car.
Would I?
Yes, you might. And you wouldn't want that to happen, would you?
Oh, you dreamer, you. I'll stand out here so she can...
Junior! Get out of that street. Do you want a car to run over you and get big black marks all over your clean suit?
Stand right where you are, Sonny. I'll come and get you.
No, no, I can make it across the street.
Look out!
Watch out, here. That man's a tourist. He missed me.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in washers, refrigerators, gas and electric ranges, water heaters and home freezers, everything Norge makes right. Don't put off asking for a free demonstration of the new Norge Timeline automatic washer at your local dealers. See how Norge's new wave agitation works, how it gets clothes really clean. See those five warm rinses and how clothes come out tangle-free, almost ironing dry. Then compare the price of this remarkable automatic with any comparable washer on the market. The new Norge Timeline costs far less, but it offers far more. See you soon. And now, until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.